Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast. I'm here with Sarah Huron.
Hi.
Travis Cronin.
That's me.
Sharon Tharp.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. We are here once again to give you the hottest survey of splits, feuds, oops, I did it again, moments, celeb messiness, celeb highlights from the week and looking forward on our weekly podcast. Guys, are you pumped?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
into
Kawhi,
it.
You sound so
woohoo!
We're still exhausted from the 4th of July and from
I'm
Pride.
I'm like literally going to be hungover for this whole month.
And you know, if you're nursing a hangover, you should really listen to last week's edition of our Hot Hollywood podcast. We had a Christmas in July celebration where we recapped the news from the first half of the year doing a gratitude alphabet. You are both very welcome for learning that exercise. But first, before we go into the news, let's set our celebrity intentions. This is where we set the intentions for celebrities. We want them to start doing them or stop doing them. Sarah, let's kick it off with your intention.
My celebrity intention is for Nick Lachey. Now, news broke today that Queen Jessica Simpson is writing a memoir.
Oh, the queen.
And it has been confirmed, billionaire queen. It has been confirmed that she will address Nick Lachey, newlyweds, all that. In the book, it's in the book description on HarperCollins. I'm literally freaking out. I have all three seasons of Newlyweds on DVD. Don't have a DVD player because they're on YouTube, but I do have them all, collector's items. And I need Nick Lachey to start working on his memoir because I'm going to need both sides of the story. I'm going to need Vanessa Lachey to get on Twitter and be shady. Mm-hmm. Remember like a couple months ago when that person like told her that her kid looked like Jessica, and she was like,
she was not
kindness
happy.
Always. Like, I need that. She's on the new 90210. There's just, like, so much happening, and I love pretending it's 2006. So I'm so excited. So, Nick, start writing. I'll be your ghostwriter if you want.
Travis.
Anytime I can think about the Vanessa Lachey, Lindsay Lohan knife pictures, it's just a good day.
Oh, my
the
God.
The sexy
so
late-night knife pictures.
Like, she's given us so much underratedly that Vanessa, whatever her last name is actually.
Lachey. Her last name is Lachey.
I think it's pronounced Lachey, but it's fine. My intention is for Miss Lisa Vanderpump.
She's
in our power news section, but go ahead.
You know, I really want her to leave Bravo, take Vanderpump Rules away, be super shady for them, go to another network, and like completely rebrand and be like, I am Lisa Vanderpump.
Dare
bye.
You?
Who would take her is what you're saying?
E.
You know,
what about TNT? They need some fresh content that's a little different. What about USA? Switch it up a little bit.
Aren't they losing Walking Dead soon? They need something.
They need
HBO?
Something spooky. And I think it should be like, you know, Pumped and like just a reality show about her just to sort of stick it to the man.
Oh my God, don't you dare mess with my Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Sharon.
I don't know about that. My celebrity detention is for Ronnie Ortiz Magro.
Oh.
Is that how you say his name?
A man so great he needs three names.
Yeah. So Jersey Shore premieres tomorrow night, and I did watch the screener, and obviously I'm not going to say what happens, but this guy, I mean, and he's here today. I think he's doing
press. He's in studio.
He's in the office.
Not in this one, but in a different one.
But, you know, him and Jen are back together.
What?
He did.
Yes.
He did
on again
confirm
and off
that.
Again, on again, off again, and on again?
Yeah. But as you've seen in the trailer, he says he got jumped. There's some questions surrounding that. And this guy, I just wish he would let this go for his daughter, for himself. He apparently is sober, right? He went to rehab. We broke that news exclusively.
Thank God.
So, I just really want them to not be together and just move on.
That's a great idea.
Well, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants.
You know, I want them to stay together because it's just so fun to watch.
Oh,
there's
God.
There's just such a disaster.
It's just
and there's
so
only
violent.
One baby involved. It's not like there are two babies involved.
Oh, my God, you guys.
What's one one-year-old daughter named Ariana Sky?
Ariana Sky, yes. I believe with two Ys.
That's not even my field Jersey Shore, but I don't know how I knew that. My intention is for Beyonce. I was listening to, and actually for the members of Destiny's Child, I was listening to the new Beyoncé track, Spirit, from the upcoming soundtrack, from the upcoming film Lion King, which is being billed as live action, but it's basically just animation.
Yeah, it's CGI. Yeah.
I was on a bike this morning and listening to that music and listening to her sing. I started like tearing up and then I started crying and I was like, this is the woman I need, accompanied by those two angelic voices. So wow. I'm dying for another.
Is Michelle's voice angelic?
Yes. She's a gospel singer. By nature, she's angelic. So
a raspy
angel. I thought you were a Michelle Williams, like, apologist.
No.
There's nothing to apologize for, Sharon.
It's
Brody, Michelle Williams.
Obviously.
Yeah. Every time people are like, who are you and Destiny's Child? I'm like, Michelle, there's no question. She's the winner. But then I eventually evolved and wanted to be a Kelly Rowland. Anyhow, it's a longer story. Let's power through some news. Unfortunately, we're starting with something sad. Disney Channel star Cameron Boyce passed away over the weekend at age 20. And in a new statement we received from his family, they confirmed he suffered from epilepsy. They said Cameron's tragic passing was due to a seizure as a result of an ongoing medication condition, and that condition was epilepsy. We're still trying to navigate our way through this extremely heart-wrenching time and continue to ask for privacy so that the family and all who knew and loved him can grieve his loss and make arrangements for his funeral, which in and of itself is agonizing.
I'm so sad.
He was so cute and such a great actor.
I found the Descendants film franchise in a different hangover the last summer. Mm. And I know I'm a little old to be watching it, but it really sucked me in. And I really loved those four little actors. And I cried hysterically watching Dove Cameron cry over the loss of her friend. And they're just too young for this. And, it's so sad.
From young people to, well, not old, but Adam Sandler and Salma Hayek were clearly touched because they had worked with Cameron as well. Really sad.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about this.
It's okay. Sad. You're going to talk to us about The Hill's New Beginnings because
also
I think you're the only person
way.
I know who is watching it. What's going on?
I am
on
also
show?
Watching
it.
Oh,
too.
You
are?
Yeah. You're
See,
all watching
you're the one.
You're
the
only
one.
No, because I've got bigger fish to fry that are not from Orange County, but go ahead.
This show is, to be honest, all over the place. Misha, Brandon, love you. Not supposed to be there. Doesn't
Brandon's
make sense.
Like the star, though. I feel like him and Spencer are the ones, especially the most recent episode. They're in like every scene. They're always at Brandon's house.
And he's like encouraging the partying, but he doesn't drink. It's
Brandon doesn't?
No, he's sober.
I love enablers.
So he had like a random pool party on a Tuesday at 12 p.m. And then Brody and Spencer went out.
How's that random?
They got
Sharon, that's when
sorry,
you have a
I'm
pool
sorry.
Party.
I have a job. Sorry.
They got into a big fight because Spencer wanted Brody to drink and he wouldn't drink. Mm. And like that was the drama.
Oh.
Yeah, and you could tell there's actually real resentment there in terms of just Brody and Spencer.
Absolutely.
Like, he didn't see Gunnar when he was born. He's upset about that.
Didn't get invited to the wedding.
Yeah, he didn't get invited to parties. I don't know. There's some deep-rooted stuff.
It's
you know
weird.
What resolve this? A kiss. That's basically what we should
just
have.
Just make out.
Yeah, get some ratings and, you know, mend some fences
it's weird,
with a kiss.
Because there are some scenes when you really are, like, taken back. And it's, like, the people and the hills and the music is playing. And, like, you do feel, like, this real emotion. And then there's, like, other scenes where, like, Audrina is, like, with Justin Bobby again. I'm, like, how am I watching
We need to
this?
Talk about that, though, real quick.
Talk about it.
The Stephanie thing. Is so strange.
Yeah, they're trying to imply that he's like hit on Stephanie because he drove to see her and wouldn't pick up
They were
Audrina
very
for a
flirty.
Concert.
Yeah,
was
but
very
she was also
with her.
She also seemed pissed that Justin kissed Audrina. So something's definitely
it's very weird.
Weird.
And
there.
She was way too into his not great music. At
oh my
that
god,
concert.
That music. Did you watch
that? Was
I haven't
torture.
Seen that episode yet.
Oh my god.
It was like Screamo.
Screamo country.
Yeah.
He was in a cowboy hat.
It wasn't
something.
Good. Homeboy wore combat boots to the beach and cowboy hat at the show.
This show's all over the place.
I'm going to watch it, but I regret it.
Yeah.
I've got into
but
it.
But the nostalgia is fueling you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Absolutely. And I love the like setup, like Spencer and Heidi naked in the hot tub. Or like when they just have like Brandon Lee, like sexy editorial, like getting ready scene.
He's a very attractive young
He's
man.
A model. It's his job.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I won't give him any credit. Let's move on. Ariana Grande did a Vogue interview. She talked about the trauma of the Manchester May 2017 terror attack at her concert. She said it's a family's trauma. There are losses, so it's hard to just let it all out without thinking about them reading this and reopening the memory for them. She also talked about the death, September 2018 death of her ex, Mac Miller. She talked about his demons. She said she cried when she talked about him. She said that she used alcohol to cope after his death. She also talked about Pete Davidson.
This is the best part.
Well,
yeah, so good.
Remember when we broke their engagement? That was such a
I was on vacation, and I just remember refreshing my email nonstop, like, what is going on? I was texting our coworker, and I was like, is this real? Tell me everything. I was, like, so upset.
Oh, girl, you read it on usmagazine.com. It's real. But we broke their engagement. Now, looking back, she said, it was frivolous and fun and insane and highly unrealistic, and I loved him, and I didn't know him.
Highly unrealistic.
We've been saying this. We all knew this, sort of.
Acknowledge right? a fantasy.
For her.
Yeah.
What do you think Pete thinks about this interview?
I think it was more realistic for him than her.
He seemed really into it.
He did seem really into it.
I don't know. Sad.
There was like the cohabitation so quick and the...
Yeah. He picked up the engagement ring after their first date.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I love a man who moves fast. Anyhow, moving on to another fast-moving man, Kanye, but we're not going to talk about his Forbes interview because we just talked about another magazine, so screw that. Instead, what I thought was way more interesting was Joyce Bonelli.
She's back.
Back from...
Oh, my God.
I mean, not the dead, but back like from basically dead. Like the dead from our stories. She was at Kanye's Sunday services this past weekend. She shared a pic on her IG stories like, LOL about her outfit and about being with the fam. But hello, to remind everyone, Us Weekly had exclusively reported that Joyce and the Kardashian-Jenners had, like, split in June 2018. Our source told us at the time the family doesn't speak to her anymore. She hasn't worked for them for months. They just stopped working with her because they didn't see it as a right fit anymore. And then, like, a month later, she said to us, I definitely have never been fired in my entire life, and something personal happened to me that I wasn't okay with, and that's what happened.
Yeah, there was a cryptic, huge story there that we don't know.
She's shady.
We also don't know how she got back in good graces with Kardashian.
She comments on every single one of their photos.
That's how she got back.
She must be texting every day doing this. They're like, you can come to, you know, it's church.
Fine, everyone comes to church. Just come on down.
Yeah.
Goodwill.
All I want to know is if that means that there's room for Monica Rose to make her return.
Oh.
No, she's too scorned.
No way. No,
just
no,
just putting
no.
it out there.
No.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I know,
right?
It
took me a second.
Yeah, she actually did them too dirty. As you brought up earlier, Travis, it's the end of an era for those of us who've watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. For 9 seasons, the finale episode was this week, and Lisa Vanderpump posted a clip on her IG walking in a dress, and her caption was, "The pump has left the building. Thank you to all of you for your support for 9 years. # R-H-O-B-H.
She was literally in the finale for 2 seconds.
But did she? Has she always called herself the pump and I just missed it?
I mean, everything is branded, so.
And she had told us in June that she had made the decision to leave the show and that Housewives is emotionally too difficult to deal with. Travis, we know your opinion. Sarah, what's yours?
I mean, like, whatever. I'm over it. I'm going to miss her,
so
probably.
Long, farewell.
But, like, she's on Vanderpump Rules. It's fine. I'm just a little worried that there's not going to be enough drama because, like, Camille's the only one who did anything else this season.
And I don't think Camille's going to want to come back after, like, messing up so badly and getting
everyone. I think
everyone
Camille will come back.
I hope Camille comes back with the diamond friend.
But you need to come back. Here's the thing. And a source had told us that Lisa Vanderpump would have a hard time coming back because she had no friends on the cast. Camille needs an in. She needs at least one person to film with her.
Right.
So it could be Kyle, but they're at such odds now. I don't think she has that pathway. They need another person like a Denise Richards. Not
right.
No,
well,
we
not
need
Carney
what's her
Wilson.
Name? Nicolette Sheridan.
No, we need Brandi Glanville.
Brandi Glanville. I was just going to say.
And Nicolette Sheridan.
And okay, we need Nicolette Sheridan.
I love Brandi on that show.
Kim
so
was
much.
On last night's episode, so.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, I mean, she was just like talking to Kyle, but still, it was nice to see her.
Guys, it was just 4th of July last week. What did you all do, Sharon?
Oh, I did nothing, and it was great. The city was dead. It was perfect.
It's the best.
It was amazing to have zero plans.
Travis?
We were at the same place.
We were.
Provincetown, Cape Cod.
Yeah, we were in Saint-Tropez.
Did you guys
engagement
cross paths?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see the
hello,
selfies?
Hello, check our IG.
Guys, I'm not on Instagram. Sharon. You guys know this.
You can access it. Yeah,
the photos were so great. My mom followed Brody.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Debbie Harron on the gram.
Shout you guys down. Are fixing fending fences.
Or fending fences. It depends on how slurry you are on 4th of July weekend. What did you do?
I was at a wedding. So I was in Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to Casey and Kyle. Congratulations. I got really drunk at your wedding.
Okay. Well, if you were Duchess Meghan, you were cheering on Serena Williams, who was competing at Wimbledon in London.
Oh,
if
right.
you were Ramona Singer, you were spending the day at parties in the Hamptons.
With Kelly Dodd.
Shocking. With Kelly Dodd. And crossover. If you were newly out rapper Lil Nas, you put on a festive American flag shirt and rode a fake pony in London, England. But if you were Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, you spent it holding hands, facing each other, and sharing a kiss at Nobu's Red, White, and Bootsy party in Malibu and left the party holding hands.
I don't know.
What?
What is going on here?
What is going on? Stop the track.
I love it when you call me senorita.
No, I don't love that. No, let's stop that right now. Anyhow, what she was trying to reference was that Sean and Camilla released a steamy
it
video.
It is
for
steamy.
A music video for Senorita last month. And this was just shortly after we confirmed that Camilla and her boyfriend of more than a year, Matthew, were no longer together. But all of a sudden, we are seeing Sean and Camilla not taking a traditional promo tour. No, instead, they're taking their We're Not in a Relationship tour
to the streets.
And at,
to
like,
the
diners at 4 in the morning.
Wait, I've been to that diner. They had a really mediocre, when you're sober, it's very mediocre. Mm-hmm. When you're drunk, the
it's
soup
great.
Is, like, delicious.
But
they were there
diner.
So late. This is, like, every teen's fantasy that these two
yes.
got together.
Ship
for
so hard.
Years. Yes. Camila Mendez yeah. from Riverdale's bio on Twitter is not a Shawn Mendez and Camila Mendez. Camila
Oh that's what it says in the bio?
Yeah, because she that's is Camila Mendez and people like think she's like a ship account.
Well, I mean, if people thought it was like a fluke and maybe like a tipsy kiss at the 4th of July party, then we had this person at Kitchen 24 saying, you know, they saw them walking in, he kissed her forehead, he hung his head on her shoulder.
There's,
looked
a,
like
there's
a video.
No way that's just... I mean, didn't he deny it, though? What was the deal with
he,
that?
Like, he sort of shook his head, but...
He didn't not deny it, really.
Oh, I thought know. Someone said he denied it. Okay.
A fan went up to him at, like, a meet and greet, and he was like, are you dating Camila? And he, like, shook his head. That's what happened.
But they like, hold hands... whatever. I don't know.
I
they're
mean,
very close.
If this song hadn't just come out, I would be like, oh my God, ship. But like, it's a little much for me. We'll see what happens.
It's very convenient.
Now. Yeah, because they had that other song together. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That's not yeah. the melody,
whatever.
But sure.
Wow, Sarah, no. You were so much better singing like weeks ago in Carpool Karaoke.
Whatever. So if they wanted to date, maybe they would have dated then. But
yeah, it's too convenient. I think. I don't believe
guys,
it.
Guys, the Senorita is fine, but I still have to talk about how incredible, if you've not listened to the Mark Ronson album yet.
Oh, yes.
She
you
has
said
that
are
song
you being on. Paid?
No. But, no
SpawnCon.
SpawnCon. No, but honestly, I'm going to go see him at Pinknik?
Oh, at Pinknik.
Yes, you know that.
Yeah.
It's a music festival. Yeah. It's like his only performance so far in New York of the album.
Isn't Pinknik this weekend, next weekend?
No, it's next weekend. Yeah. Because it's competing with the concert that I wanted to go to.
Oh my God,
I was like,
you
I'm
are
dying
so
to
popular.
See Mark Ronson. Oh my God, sorry. I'm also going to J-Lo this weekend. I cannot wait.
Amazing.
Let's get loud. Oh. Let's move on to the next topic. Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun. Now this is the
I'm
moment
seeing
to
her
say.
Baby,
tonight.
Now we got
okay,
bad
no, never mind. No,
blood.
No, 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 never mind. Now I've got a. Oh, God. But like,
you just looked at me.
I know. I thought it would be a better cue, but no, it's a website.
Somehow our Spotify streams just went down.
My buzz from the 4th of July just got squashed. Anyhow, if you've been under a huge, huge rock, you would miss that Queen Taylor Swift slammed music manager Scooter Braun in a Tumblr post. She said she learned about Scooter Braun's purchase of her masters as it was announced to the world. All I could think about, she wrote, was the incessant manipulative bullying I've received at his hands for years. She talked about him being the mastermind behind the 2016 drama that involved Kanye and Kim. Mm. She also talked, she said, essentially my musical legacy is about to lie in the hands of someone who tried to dismantle it. Well, a source told us that Scooter was shocked to read what she wrote. He was really shocked at her response. He won't be commenting publicly about this. He wants to have a private, direct conversation with Taylor. He's tried to reach her through multiple channels. Well, he certainly had plenty of people on his side who've been commenting on his behalf. His wife,
Yael,
like, pulled no punches and went right for Taylor.
Her revolving door of friends. That
I
was like my favorite line.
I loved so, that.
But like, I'm sorry, if you're taking the high road by not commenting, it's not like your wife just went AWOL and was like, oh, I'm going to throw
it. Taylor Swift doesn't let people take the high road because she goes the lowest of low at all times.
That wasn't low. That was a woman who was shocked and hurt.
Okay, so write about how important it is to own your masters as a musician. Oh my God, I'm dying.
Oh,
I'm choking.
This is the curse. This is a Swifty curse on you. She's choking.
Well. Okay. Write a really nice, passionate note about how much it means to you to own your masters and how important that is for up and coming artists. Don't write about how you've been, quote unquote, bullied.
She
like your housewife.
She has been, quote
no,
unquote,
she has
bullied.
Not.
Oh, you know
no,
what?
She has
hey,
not.
Listen.
She's so people, fine. Her life is fine.
So people have taken bully out of context and they're like, oh, I'm being bullied.
It's like a housewife
like,
reunion.
No. It's like Lisa Vanderpump saying she's being bullied. But guess what?
They've been bullied the same
but
amount.
But Taylor Swift has been historically bullied by Scott and she feels that he's at every, like, turn gonna try to screw her with the Justin Bieber. There was that strange selfie.
He doesn't
selfie.
Control Justin Bieber or Kim or Kanye.
He's Justin's manager.
Cry me a freaking river, Taylor
no,
Swift.
No, that's Justin Timberlake. He's not even got involved.
You had a great point, but you ruined it by being your petty little
no,
self.
No,
playing
no.
the victim.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Well, guess what? Her attorney said Scott Borchetta never gave Taylor Swift an opportunity to purchase her masters or the label outright with a check.
So write about
way.
That.
He is now apparently well, guess what? She had her lawyer write about that. And she also had Halsey and Brendan Urie on her side, who let's see. Halsey said, I've dealt with bad people in this industry.
No,
oh,
that's
no,
Demi.
That's Demi. Oh, Demi.
Demi's team Scooter.
She is, because now he's her manager. She said, I've dealt with bad people in the industry, and Scooter's not one of them. He's a good man. Also, shocking. I feel like people haven't talked about this enough. Demi and Taylor used to be friends. Huge.
Like barely.
They weren't friends.
Ask Taylor, remember?
They were friends.
No, they feuded over Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay. Don't point to Taylor at this one. Because listen, Demi used to be friends with the Jonases and she wasn't
I'm not blaming Taylor. Ask Taylor.
We've never seen Demi and Taylor together.
No, there's like one photo of them together.
No one has.
The bridge with Selena.
No, but then remember when the paparazzi went up to Demi and they were like, how's Selena? And she was, ask Taylor. Which is like the greatest moment ever. They never really got along.
No, they definitely didn't.
But you know who I really want to hear from the most? I mean, everyone's coming out of the woodwork to like...
Selena Gomez's mom, Mandy TV.
No, I want to hear from Selena Gomez.
Yes, where is she? She's in Mexico.
She has the biggest...
She's thriving.
She has the biggest thing at stake here. She's Justin's ex, who's like long-time manager has been Scooter.
Right.
And she's also like Taylor's longest BFF that we know of, longest, most famous BFF that we know of.
She's staying out of it. She's staying out of the drama.
Of course she is. She needs to stay out of it. She's taking the high road. Honestly, someone taking the high road.
I'm going to see Taylor tonight at the Amazon Prime Day. She's performing, and I really, really hope
she's going to sing Mean, probably.
Mean, and then
she'll
Bad
change
Blood.
Some lyrics.
And
I hope she changes some lyrics.
I hope she puts. Remember when she took the snakes and put them on stage? And
yes.
I hope there's some reference.
She's
going to
be like,
Scooter,
I don't own these songs, but they're still part of me.
But now she's Rainbow
and
Glitter.
And my life is so hard. Yeah, my dad worked for the radio company, and somehow I still couldn't. I mean, the music thing.
What did Taylor do to you?
Yeah, what did she do to you?
Annoyed the hell out of me.
Well, she's an LGBTQ ally, and she's done a hell of a lot more during Pride Month than you did, Sarah Huron. So raise some money and send her some
POC LGBTQ.
And you are a drain on my queerness.
Okay, moving on. Too far.
No. You know what? We need a palate cleanser. Travis, tell us what has gone on in pop culture. Give us on this day in history.
On this day in history, it's a really, really good one that we've all forgotten about. Today was the actual day in 2010 when Jake Pavelka and Vienna Giraldi went on the back.
Girardi. I don't even know.
Or Jake and Vienna.
Jake and Vienna, when they went on The Bachelor to talk about their breakup, and they had this sit-down with Chris Harrison at their breakup. He accused her of having sex with an actor from Greek at an event.
What?
He said he was withholding sex from her.
Dude, that was
and
a wild
wouldn't kiss
interview.
Her. And then he was, like, yelling at her. She was crying. He was looking off into the distance, and, like, he came off really, really cold.
And she's like, you won't even look at me.
Yes.
Yes. Vienna.
Can you guys, like, reenact?
Yes. We really should have had a reenactment of it.
Because
I rewatched it today, and it is like one of the most cringeworthy things I've ever seen on television, how cold he was to her and how she was crying, and it was just the most horrible thing to watch ever. Oh. It was a classic moment in Hollywood.
Do you have any other pearls to share with us?
Pearls?
From pop culture history? Is that your best?
That's my best one.
Okay, good.
Well, no, we had one other one. No, I didn't like it as much as Jake and Vienna.
All right, let's leave it at Jake and Vienna.
Sarah, please talk to us about The Bachelor. What's going on? Why does everyone care?
Speaking of The Bachelor, oh my God, Hannah is just bringing all the drums. You guys, she slept with someone in a windmill. Like,
twice,
what a legend.
Right?
Twice.
Oh, I loved it so
I love her.
Much.
So basically, she just had her hometown dates, and she was supposed to send someone home, but she couldn't choose between her four suitors, Jed, Tyler C., Peter, who's my favorite, and Luke, who's out of his goddamn mind. And Jed was the front runner, but then his sister and his mom were like, he kind of has to focus on his music career. And that kind of ties with this narrative that Jed came on the show for the wrong reasons. He's an aspiring country singer. And these two women came forward and said that they were dating him before he was on the show. One was like a serious relationship, and then Reality Steve found out that when he was in that serious relationship, he had like a side piece, allegedly. Mm-hmm. So we have to wait and see what happens, but it's just been crazy, and all Bachelor Nation is getting involved, and everyone is shipping her with Peter and Tyler, but she seems to be really into Jed and Luke, and it's just like, what is going to happen to our pageant queen?
But she went from someone who was kind of boring, no one was really into her, to being one of the more popular bachelorettes in terms of like speaking out, being, I don't know.
I mean, she slept with someone in a windmill.
Yeah, I mean, that quote is epic.
I know.
It's really so good.
And Jesus still loves me.
Is that how she talks?
That's what she said, yeah.
Sadly, yeah.
Instead of, like, the windmill company.
She's from Alabama.
Because when have we ever talked about windmills so much in pop culture? It makes me really want to sleep with someone in a windmill.
Because she can do it.
I'm just, like, curious how it works.
Nashville tourism.
Usually they do it in the ocean on The Bachelor when they want to do it early.
Or a hot tub, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever done it in the hot
tub. Well, the ocean has waves.
And they get away from the camera.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Polite.
Well, we can't have a microphone, too.
Yeah.
We need another palate cleanser. So guess what it is time for? 25 Things You Don't Know About Me, which we do every week where panelists, hoodlums, try to guess which celebrity we featured in a former issue of Us Weekly. This time we are taking an April 6, 2015 issue, Jason Aldean's wedding. We had his wedding album.
Willie from Duck Dynasty officiated.
No.
The baby.
They have like two
Miley
kids
Cyrus
more kids
and
now.
Patrick Schwarzenegger. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I know.
Kim that was a real relationship.
Well, okay, 25 things to know about me. I'm going to read the list. Y'all are going to try to guess it. This has been mixed results in the past.
I take this very seriously.
Sharon, last time you gave Sarah a tool to success, and she won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her second.
Don't yell a bunch of stuff.
I give her so
stuff.
Many tools.
Yeah,
to
I know. It's
I can't talk today.
Okay, here we go. Number one, while doing a school play with my niece Pearl, she turned to me and said, "Do you think this is fun for me?" Number two, I've done yoga for 20 years and still don't know what I'm doing. Number three, I have a viciously mediocre meditation practice. Number four, I learned to play the drums in Cuba. I've been 4 times. Don't tell. Number five, I still run lines with my mom, Joyce. Number six, I was a linebacker on my high school football team.
What?
Number seven, I was born in New York and I grew up in Chi-Town. Number eight, I once asked Michael Jordan, "Have you let the healing begin since you were snubbed at the Oscars for Space Jam?" Number nine, I didn't dress up for Halloween this year and was told I had an awesome Tom Ford costume. Number 10, I'm an excellent tipper. Number 11, Mike Tyson told me I look like the captain of the Jewish debate team. Number 12, I have very ticklish feet. Number 13, I'm obsessed with the new social media app, Spin My Planet.
What?
I'm sure all of our listeners have guessed who
was
this
that a
is.
Plug?
You guys have made no. You guys usually like
what
call out
names.
What
year is this?
2015.
Pearl.
Number 14, my favorite movie is Apocalypse Now. Number 15, I've always wanted to go to Cambodia. Hopefully, I can make it happen soon.
Meghan Markle.
Number 16, I'm a huge, there we go.
A linebacker on our
yeah,
high school
yeah,
football team.
We're warming up. Number 16, I'm a huge UFC fan. Number 17, at the time I played George on an episode of Seinfeld, I'd never seen the show. Number 18.
What?
Bulletproof. George on Seinfeld? Mm-hmm. This isn't Jason Alexander?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Number, number 18, Bulletproof Coffee is my favorite for waking up in the morning.
Who cares?
Number 19, wow, you guys are a pack of haters. Number 19, I can do the splits.
Kyle Richards.
Number
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's a guy, right?
Is this a man or a female? I can't even figure
guys,
out.
Guys, come
I think
on.
He's a guy.
I know Kyle Richards can do splits.
Number 20, William H. Macy was my babysitter.
What?
Right.
Wow.
Number 21.
Just read it.
The character of blank on blank was intended to be a small fringe character. Number 22. I went to summer camp almost every year as a kid. Number 23. I enjoy a good cigar. Number 24. The blank.
Nick Jonas.
No. The blank theater workshop where I studied partners with. Oh, boy.
George on Seinfeld.
Number 25. When I still lived at home, my father directed himself in a production of Macbeth, with my mother playing Lady Macbeth and me as Malcolm. Okay, you guys have totally messed
this up. None of these help.
Can you give us any other hints?
I'm going to go back and read some of them. I didn't dress up for Halloween this year and was told I had an awesome Tom Ford costume. At the time I played George on an episode of Seinfeld, I had never seen the show. Okay. The character of blank on Entourage was intended to be a
oh my
small...
God, Jeremy Piven.
Yes, my, oh God. My God.
I forgot he existed.
He was on Seinfeld?
Disgust me.
Why
so.
Would he play George on Seinfeld? I don't get it. That
probably
makes no
some
sense.
Weird, jokey Seinfeld.
These are
and...
hard.
He was a linebacker?
I thought it was a woman.
He's kind of short.
He is very short. He's wide shoulders.
Well,
To wrap it up,
speaking
we're going to go dark
again. Mysteries, Amber Portwood,
the mystery is
starting to unravel because, as we found out recently, Amber was arrested for domestic violence.
Again.
She apparently went and grabbed her, was looking for her machete.
We just have those.
Don't we all have one
when
in our
fighting,
bedstand?
Stars are just like us. When fighting with her boyfriend, Andrew Glennon. Amber struck the machete at and into a door while Andrew was standing directly on the other side of the door that created substantial risk of bodily injury to Andrew. These were documents that were obtained by Radar that we're trying to get. And then also the Ashley, the website, had additional details saying that Amber was upset because Andrew had dropped the ball on plans to see fireworks.
How dare him.
Which
for
I don't know.
For your 14-month-old, the fireworks are very
if
important.
If I didn't get to see the beautiful fireworks that I saw on 4th of July, I too would have run for my machete.
Or your shoe. She also took a shoe rack.
She did grab a shoe off the shoe rack. I like that she's a shoe rack. She's an organized gal. And hit him with it.
When he was holding the baby.
Right. She didn't hit
That's
the baby.
Bad.
No. He's a big dude.
So yeah. And then he left the house with the baby.
Then he came back.
Well, and she said she was going to kill herself, apparently.
Allegedly.
And then he said in this document, the court document that Ashley has, that she went to the drawer and took a handful of Klonopin and tossed it back like it was nothing.
Wow.
Poor Amber. This is obviously very disturbing. Amber has been previously diagnosed with bipolar and borderline personality disorders. She was taken into custody. She was released on cash bond.
Not by Andrew. He didn't pick her up.
No. And an insider told us that Andrew is now seeking full custody of their son. He's doing it as a protective measure to ensure whatever happens with upcoming court rulings, their son will have the best outcome regardless. But this is not the end of the road for these two, that Amber and Andrew still really care about each other.
What? He wants custody, but they're still together? And also, I didn't know you could text the police. He texted 911. I didn't know that was
good to know.
Well, when you are dating Amber Portwood, it's an option and it's on speed dial.
I just didn't know that was a thing.
I just feel bad because Amber has, you know, gone through a lot of ups and downs.
We talked to her in May.
We thought she was on a good path. This Andrew guy is very calm. I thought he was bringing out the best in her. It seems like it. But she just, like, I think she's talked about on the show, like, sometimes she stops taking her meds.
Yes. Mm. Yes. That's my worry.
And that's scary.
Well, she said, you know, we asked her when she was here in May if she would do anything differently in the last 10 years. I mean, this is a girl who went to prison. Mm-hmm. Couldn't film Teen Mom.
For, like, 14 months or something.
And she said that in the beginning when we saw her filming, she was on drugs. And she said, you know, this is going to be cliche, but nothing. You need to go through those things in life to learn and to help. And if you don't go through certain things, how the hell are you going to help somebody? I feel like I made decisions when I was young that obviously I wouldn't make today, but that's just the life I lived. And, you know, it's out here for everybody to see. And here I am today. So 10 years later. So I'm happy.
I'm sorry. 17 months in jail.
Yeah.
Well, she got that spray tan right before she went
in. I mean, having a machete around is not a good idea.
Well, I don't think she's allowed to have guns.
Oh. Yeah, because she's a felon.
So when
but machetes are okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're not
totally
guns.
Kosher.
They're not firearms.
They're for the lawn.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's such an odd note to leave on. But that was, again, another installment of our Hot Podcast.
At Swifties, please don't come for me.
That was another installment.
I'm starting to get nervous.
Yes, you should be. Of our Hot Hollywood Podcast. Join us again next week. You can like our podcast. You should like our podcast. You should subscribe. You should leave something
a review.
In the comments. You can follow
us or Team Brody.
You can follow us on social media and let us know what have we not talked about that you're dying for us to talk about. And please, if you've not listened to our Christmas in July podcast from last week, it's a timeless classic that will be enjoyable for the months to come. For us, we will talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.